the regulars.
Nah.
It's him that wrote that song. And he might have wrote the one around it when they were in as well, I'm not sure. But that was it.
All the ones out that side would have been all in the regulars, that they would have nearly all went on that side.
There were a lot of so they were all, yeah, they were safe houses, I mean, sure. They used to be a Chanvin, I mean. That was in the song as well. Oh. But all them houses have been all hands, all sides was the Free State soldiers would land too. You see, it was the near cut into the Glen Atlantis, and they would come that way.
Oh.
And IRA would come that way. There used to be wide crowds on about some days. Used to come down, you should maybe 60 or 70 of them.
Oh. Funny time.
Jesus, it was surely. There was one fella in particular, and he came on his own. I read a whole lot of stuff in the paper about him years ago. He lived to be a very old man, but Jesus, he was a tight boy. But he didn't trust nobody. Ah. But he used to stay in our house. And he would come in the dead of the night, wee brogan used to be telling me, and he would whistle. And even the dog wouldn't know he's whistling, he wouldn't even bark. Right. Yeah. And he said there could be clothes in the mist of raining. And he would tell me only my father and wee brogan and probably my grandfather. This is later in 22, like. And James, he would come in and he would make tea, kettle up the fire, and he would stay, and he would go again. You wouldn't, like, that was it.
He never said where he was coming from or where he was going.
But I mean, they were after him. There were two fellas killed in the Glen Atlantis. One, and he was the boy that was lined out for it, that, you know, they called him to halt, and when he halted, no, he fucking shot these two fellas.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was in another house somewhere in Longford one night, and they came two or three of the blackened hands, and he killed the two of them. He killed one boy through the keyhole, uh-huh. And he blasted the other boys even past the window. And out he got in the way, oh, Jesus Christ, I think, they more or less demolished the house when he was gone. Uh-huh.
He was gone.
And there was a whole lot. And he broke out of Cork jail as well. There was a big, big page on him in the paper.
Ah.
Gosh, and you hear all these stories and you forget them now.
I was asked the way they've ever been forgotten.
Know, that's the thing, you see, you never mind them.
They shouldn't be forgotten, they should be wrote down.
That was
hard.
That was good. Ah, sure.